We are learning Dr. Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Omer, this is going back on last Mishnah. Last Mishnah says that Torim that are underage, birds that are underage, or they're overage, the halacha is there's no nalvi nana, but there's no me'ila. Rav Shimon argues, Rav Shimon Omer, Torim shalegi as manam me'ilam behem. Underage birds that are going to reach the age of a makdashit now, there is me'ila. And we'll see in the Gemara why, because the reason is because eventually it's going to become royal from his bech. But a yainush of Azmanam, that he agrees. If it's of Azmanam, if it passed this age, it's over age, then it's never going to become royal in his bech. Then he agrees, loin nanin, we can't have an ova, loin ma'ilim, but there is no me'ilah. Loin ma'ilim, there is no me'ilah. So Gemara explains, Bishloim Rav Shimon, Kiktani Taima. We know Rav Shimon's reason, like it says, the reason of Mestech Lezvachim, Shay Rav Shimon Oima, call royu lach Azman, anything that's to be royu after a certain amount of time, Vekdisha Vesech Zmani, you makdash it early on, before this man, when it's underage. If you bring it outside, you shecht it outside of the Mikdash, there is a loy saseh, there's no karis, but there is a loy saseh. Because he holds anything that's royu to be kaddish in a later stage, then it has a kedusha now, and therefore we understand why it is me'ila. El Rabbanon, ma'ishtom mechus hazman. If you have a makdash of behemah, and the halacha is behemah needs 8 days till it becomes royal carbon. If you makdash it within 8 days, the halacha is that behemah has me'ilah. So why is this case of a bird different than mechus hazman? So my answer is, the Rabbanon Amri, mechus hazman, mideh v'abamom. Mechus hazman is similar to v'amom. The bar pidyon, they're both bar pidyon. Therefore, since they're bar pidyon, you could redeem them. Therefore, they have a kedusha and mayil. What's the amkus, what's the pshat in that? The reason is because you could turn that animal into a carbon today by being paidit, and then bringing a carbon with the money. Avahani oifis, kiven ein mum pais oifis, vein pidyon lo oifis. The halacha is oifis do not have pidyon. No such thing as pidyon by oifis. Tosis points out that ein mum pais oifis is a little bit misleading. It's not the point. The point is there's no, because first of all, mechusa aver is passed by, does pass if it's missing a limb, it is passed by oifis. The point is there's no pidyon by oifis. And there's no pidyon by oifis, therefore Rabban holds no me'ila, because right now it's not royu for anything. Even with redeeming it, it is not royu for carbon, therefore it's not royu for anything, therefore there is no me'ila. So the Gemara, new Gemara. Omu ulo amar v'yechran. Kodeshim shemesu. Yad kachim. Let's say kachim. They have me'ila. When they're alive, there's me'ila. And also in drop dead, shemesu. Yotu m'dei me'ila dvar taira. It does not have a dim me'ila anymore, m'deraisa. That's what Ula said, m'shem Rav Yechanan. Yotu m'ula b'kam la shmaitza. Ula said over shmaitza from Rav Chista. Only Rav Chista, man shom alach l'Rav Yechanan Rabba. Who in the world can listen to you and your Rabbi, Rav Yechanan? V'chikdusha shvim ha'echa. You tell me you're agreeing that when it's alive, it has kedusha. Where did the kedusha go? Where in the world did the kedusha go? Amalei. Like it was Kaddish, now died, lost Kedusha. Amalei, tikshim astisim. Ask from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Torim shalei yigi azmanam, u'b'nei yonash av azmanam, lo yinenem lo yimayilim. And we ask from the second case, b'nei yonash av azmanam, even though it was Kaddish, well, it still was in the right time, then it got old, the lach is no me'il anymore. What happened to the me'il? How can I rename a Kedusha shabhan hecha hacha? So Elamai, there's not just tiny like that. Once it reaches a stage, it's not royu for carbon anymore, the me'ilah goes off. So here also, if it dies and it's not royu for carbon anymore, the me'ilah goes off. That's not a kasha. So Gemara says that Rav Chista agreed to the tiny back. It's not a kasha. He said, this is my kasha. I agree to you that there is me'ilah midrabanan when it dies. Because it says, Ula said, Kachum shemesu, yachum de mi'ila dvar taira. It's mashma midrabanan de ismila. So it says, I agree to you that there's no mila deraisa, it's only mila derabanan. But I have a kasha on you. It's mashma, even kachum kalam have mila derabanan after it dies. And the problem is, kachum kalam when it was alive never had mila. So all of a sudden when it dies, it gets mila midrabanan. That's where chis is kasha. But kashali, miyik emidi di mi'ikara, when it was alive, the kachum kalim la isbe mi'ila, didn't have mi'ila. Ula b'soif, after it dies, isbe mi'ila. And then it dies and it has mi'ila, how could somebody like get mi'ila after it dies? Break the Gemara of law, you never heard such a thing, but ikadam, there's dam, the mi'ikara less mi'ila, when, after the zrika, there's no mi'ila. Ula b'soif, and then, at the end, when it goes to Nachal Kidron, Isbe Me'ila Midrabanan, at least, the Tanaim, we looked at the Mishnah, we just learned it. Dam Bitchila, Dam by the beginning after Zerika, Ein Ba'ilim, but there's no Me'ila. Yotzel Nachal Kidron, it goes down to the valley through the streams in the base of Mikdash, it goes to the valley, Ma'ilim, but there is Me'ila. So you see, what's your taina? It tells Rav Chista, what's exactly a taina that has to have me'ilah, has like acquire me'ilah after it dies? We find there's a thing like that by dam. Amri hosam nami ikim mila mekara. By dam, it did have me'ilah in its lifetime. The Amar Rav, hamekes dam lehemes kachim, osur bahano umayelam boy. The halach is, there's no, once you shecht the animal and you have the dam, and then you zarek the dam, say when you shecht it, say when you zarek it, there is no me'ilah, like we learned yesterday, lekapara nisrabu v'loyelam me'ilah, it's a special xeris akasim. But, while the behemoth is alive, before you shecht it, if you do a kazas dam, you do bloodletting, that blood is asur bahana and there is me'ilah. So since you find by blood there is me'ilah before at some time, therefore we can understand that after it dies, it requires the me'ilah of the rabbanim. Because it did have me'ilah at 1.4. It had a break in between, but then it had a me'ilah. And that's the teretz of Rav Chista's kasha.